What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, welcome to Crab Diving. We turned our board on. However you're receiving us this Monday, we appreciate the heck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of minutes. All kinds of shit going on, all kinds of stuff to talk about. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-V-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. And however you're getting us, whether it's listening to us as a live stream or whether it's on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, we are filled with much appreciativeness of it. For that.
Danke.
Let's see what's going on in the world. You know, probably a couple of news stories or some shit. Seeing the word fascism a lot for some reason.
Oh, I don't know why.
And authoritarianism for some reason.
Yes. Start rerunning Sound of Music.
Backwards.
Yeah. You're rooting for the wrong side, dickhead.
Thanks for maybe it says they killed Paul.
Yeah, we have an alternate ending. Rolf, wasn't it Rolf
from Muppets?
Sound of Music.
Oh, I don't remember.
You said they killed Paul.
Oh, that was a really obscure reference to the old urban legend that if you play one of the Beatles songs backwards, I don't know, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds or one of the fucking Beatles songs.
Oh, yeah, you get chlamydia.
That it says that it's proof that Paul died and was replaced with a pseudo Paul at some point.
Oh, shit.
That was one of the urban legends way back.
Is it true that Paul McCartney is actually Paul Rudd?
I'm sure I'm surprised the president hasn't.
Oh, yes. That.
After all, this is the fake Paul.
God.
I don't know. Some people are saying
that's right up his alley.
You know, if he wasn't a diabolical, racist, fucking white supremacist asshole in the White House, he would still be someone's, like, spectacular asshole in their lives. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he was for decades.
He would still be a colossal asshole without all this.
And a joke. You know?
Yeah.
In New York and among rich people and among entertainment and among everybody. Trump is a big joke. The Apprentice, he was a big clown.
Well,
he wasn't. It wasn't, oh my God, Trump is so brilliant. We're going to create super business geniuses on this show.
But we're the joke now.
Well,
because
yeah,
he's president.
Of course we are.
We're the joke.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And we are the joke, man. People believed the most insane shit about Hillary Clinton.
And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Wow. Is it all you people meeting me as well? Or
I don't think things are going real well for him.
Right.
I think his juggernaut is more like a bottle rocket.
To me, the joke is that people thought Hillary and Donald Trump were equally corrupt.
Oh, yeah. I shared a story, I don't know, this morning, yesterday, from Jennifer Rubin, a conservative columnist forever.
Yes.
Who said Hillary Clinton is the most exonerated politician ever.
Right. I mean, because there were more investigations into her than anything else ever.
Right. And by partisans who were out for her scalp. These weren't nonpartisan investigations by, I don't know, let's call it our esteemed law enforcement branch.
Which you mean now the DOJ?
Tainted. Yeah. Which really will now be tainted by a deep state because Bill Barr, Christo-fascist warrior, is trying to turn the country into Gilead.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. You see that movie, The Handmaid's Tale, and it's creepy. To me, it's creepy to the point I don't want to watch it. But Bill Barr wants that.
Sure.
He's fucked up.
Oh, here it is. Jennifer Rubin, it was at the Washington Post.
Yes.
And this is in regards to the story that we did, I believe, on Friday.
Yay.
It said that Hillary Clinton, we didn't even know this was going on, but there was a Justice Department investigation by Billy Barr.
Okay.
Into the Clinton Foundation and Clinton businesses again. Maybe pick up the phone and call an asshole with the last name Star.
Oh, yes.
Give him a call and ask him how his digging for 3 years into Clinton businesses. How did that fare?
Well,
really poorly until somebody had a load on a dress.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. And if there was something, number one, I don't understand, and I said this yesterday, I don't understand what people do when they go to work if their job is to investigate Hillary Clinton. What could there possibly be left to fucking investigate? I mean, my God. Fucking, they would have had it by now, you know what I mean? I don't know. If the deep state... Wait, the deep state is... We're the deep state, right? Or progressives are the deep state. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
I forgot to supply up for the rest of the other bones that keep her occupied.
I just don't know what they're waiting on. Okay, so if if Hillary's exonerated,
okay,
what's the next plan, lunatics?
I don't know. I have to check 4chan and see what Q is spewing forth.
Because based on the hate rallies in 2016 and the ones we still see now. The fact that she's exonerated, I mean, I feel like Donald Trump has to make a statement apologizing. Right? I mean,
I'm surprised he didn't, or did he? I didn't really tap into the Trumpian stream over the weekend that much.
I don't think
not his Twitter feed. Just the regular stories that were out there.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you did not miss an apology.
I know that. I just want to know how many scuds might have been launched.
No, probably tons, dude. He's all upset.
Fuck off. That's Shelby saying hi to everybody.
Right. Hi, Shelby.
It's Shelby saying she wants out of the office for some reason.
Damn.
Oh God, I'm scrolling through his tweets, and I forgot about that one in Arabic.
Yeah. What's up with that shit? They're trying to talk directly to
addressing
Iran.
This is from Google Translate, but I'm sure that's how it was written.
Yeah.
Also,
come on, please.
I don't think Stephen Miller is up on his Farsi.
What about the State Department?
Or whatever they speak.
What about the State Department? Could they run it by somebody in the State Department?
What State Department?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And do you think there's any real good Arabic speakers in the State Department? Oh my God, he speaks Arabic. He hates America. Why did you go and learn Arabic? What's wrong with you?
Oh God, we're just so fucking stupid. We're so stupid.
John Huntsman, famously.
Oh, that's right.
The trolls started with him because he was the ambassador to China for a whole bunch of years and a learned man and a polyglot. And he happens to speak Mandarin and a little Cantonese.
Fuck him.
He was running for president and they were like, I don't think he's loyal to America. He speaks Chinese.
Good Lord. Good God. Fuck, these dumb fucking people. I don't know what to do with these dumb fucks. Vote. Oh, that's horrible. Don't vote if you're a dumb fuck. Just stay home, please.
This was, oh my God, Trump even retweeted a photoshopped picture of Democrats 2020.
Yes.
And it's Nancy in a hijab.
Right.
And Chuck Schumer wearing a turban. Trump, our president.
Retweeted that.
Oh, no. You know what? Somebody responded to him. Forgive me.
What is that supposed to mean anyway? Like, stupid shit?
It says Democrats 2020. The Democrats are pro-Iranian. Because they were like, do you think the timing was good on killing Soleiman?
You hate America! If you're going to look at anybody in our government and question who their loyalty, where their loyalty lies, shouldn't you start with the president?
How dare you? He's anointed by the Lord. Can't you smell it on him?
Yeah, well, I know what I can smell on him. In Helsinki, when he walked out of that meeting with Putin,
he looked fucked up. You would have had to sniff low.
You what?
You would have had to sniff low.
Oh, yeah. He looked sad, dude.
Over at the Commie Pinko, the headlines.
Yes.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Oh, I think this is the same. I saw the Drudge Report one a little earlier. Maybe the same headline. Apparently, the gloves are off now between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, good. Great, guys.
It says, knives out, progressive truce, in quotes, on the rocks.
Why?
Shelby, it's really hot.
Why?
It's too hot for the laptop.
Why are these assholes arguing? They're very similar.
Thank you, global warming, for 73-degree weather in Florida today in the panhandle. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that is nice.
But fuck, now it's too warm, and I don't want to turn the air conditioning on because I feel stupid turning the air conditioning on.
Yeah, it feels fine in here right now. I mean,
a little warm.
Why are these two assholes going after each other? Why do they have to do this shit?
Because they're in first and second place in Iowa and New Hampshire. But I saw a story. Oops, who's? I saw a story. I think it was Bloomberg who said, "Over another asshole, get out and put your money to close Democratic races."
I mean,
asshole.
It shouldn't be allowed. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's fucked up.
But he did say something I agree with.
Okay.
And wise.
Right.
What's happening to my computer?
I don't know.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Everybody.
Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And Twitter @crabdiving and Instagram @crabdiving.
Did I save this or did I not?
I don't know.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
I'm
thanks for listening.
A computer fart here.
No. It's all right. It's all right. This feel. I mean, you know, we're close enough to the apocalypse. Don't you think?
Well, that's what some in the administration are hoping.
They're hoping for that. It seems like they're ushering it on.
The candidate.
Or ushering it in. Hmm? Whatever. Ushering it in, ushering it on.
I would say in.
Okay.
Maybe.
Thank you. Shelby?
I saw. Well, this here's one. I'm trying to find the Bloomberg store now. Bloomberg spent $826,000 on Facebook ads on Saturday.
You're a douche.
On Saturday.
You're trying? I mean, that's buying the election, man.
$826,000.
Yeah.
It's Shelby rooting around. And shit.
You know, I can tell you this. I was hanging out with a bunch of progressives last night, and not one of them gives a flying fuck about Michael fucking Bloomberg. Who likes him?
I don't, not a lot of people. I don't think people in New York even were way into him.
Do they like him in the South?
But his
point,
if I remember correctly, is basically he's not, get out of there. He's not going to Iowa in New Hampshire because he's like, why would I go to two of the most homogenous states in the fucking planet, and why do we hang so much?
Yeah,
on
I agree with that
and paraphrasing.
Yes.
But why do we hang so much on a state full of white people?
Well,
two states full of white people,
right? And listen, people talk about, like, why Iowa? I don't know. I really don't know. But also, why New Hampshire? But why New Hampshire? Is she touching a cord or something?
She's hitting a wire under there.
Well, stop that, buddy. I hear it.
You hear that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it's even going out or not.
But like,
stop fucking around, Doug.
Yeah,
she's just rolling around.
But let's be honest. We don't need to go to Iowa. We don't need to go to New Hampshire. Who the fuck goes to New Hampshire for anything? If you're listening and you live in that state, I'm sorry. I don't even know why I would ever go there.
Mike Bloomberg said it's cold. He said all the rest of the candidates will be afraid to say it. He goes, but I'll say it. I think they should change it.
Okay.
How about states with big, huge, giant cities in them? Like, I don't know, Illinois, New York, Florida, California.
Stop it.
How about opening with one of those instead of
the
profoundly lily white New Hampshire and Iowa?
And who gives a fuck? I'm sorry, New Hampshire. Again, I'm not trying to be a dick, but who gives a fuck? I would venture to say that some people don't know your state exists, and that's fine. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying.
But that's like some third rail.
Why are they relevant? It is kind of fucked up, right? I mean, have you ever been to New Hampshire?
No.
No, of course not. I have never been to New Hampshire. And if you live there, I'm sure it's beautiful. But why does our electoral process have to involve you guys so much? It's the only time you hear in New Hampshire.
Well, and, you know, welcome
and
to the party.
Iowa.
It's cool. You're welcome to play along, but no offense. But you really are all white people.
Yeah.
And what does that say to the coalition of rainbow-colored people? The Rainbow Colors
right.
Coalition to that, you know, everyone is blowing their wads.
Right.
Campaign financing. They've been living in Iowa.
Right.
The candidates, half of them have been living in Iowa for like a month.
Just because of this dumb straw poll.
Yes.
Right? And and this doesn't even count for some reason.
And
it's bullshit.
And the Iowa caucus person doesn't that frequently win the nomination.
Pat Robertson won 1 year, right?
Second
in Iowa.
Pat Robertson came in second. But now we have Donald Trump as president, so...
And why...
I mean, that's... Pat Robertson's nothing compared to the shit stain we have now.
Oh, God.
Horrible in different ways, but I don't know that he would be... Well, he would probably be as authoritarian as Trump.
He's smarter, at least.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because he runs that morning show, and he's very old, and I think that's a lot to do, you know? He's doing weather.
Runs it.
Oh, yeah, dude. He talks through the whole thing. I know this is going to sound nuts. I get the idea from Pat Robertson that he's very hands-on with his shit, with his media empire and how things are produced. You don't think so? Yeah,
to answer right now.
Give a fuck about your podcast, buddy.
Doug just jumped up on my lap.
Give me a treat.
And literally pushed my microphone.
Give me one of those dried baboon's assholes again. I love that.
Not the kale chips, though.
Oh, yeah.
She does eat those, though.
She loves the kale chips. Right? Don't you have to give her a hot dog first, and then she eats them?
No, she'll eat the... Well, if you give her a kale chip, and it's a kale dog treats that she was given.
Okay.
If you give her a kale treat and a treat of any other kind at the same time, it's a no-brainer. The kale treat does not get selected. But then she'll pick it up and be like, okay, well, I guess I should eat this, too.
Yeah. Marlon Brando, I hear, at the White House, loves those kale treats.
They're bunny.
Yes. Is Marlon Brando still alive and shit? I mean, I haven't heard shit
from
this.
I would guess we would have heard if Marlon passed.
Right. I'm just wondering.
He's an author, after all. Senator Bernie Sanders told Semaber. Shamatasa, Shubi, Kubi, Lababa, Kubu, Nabake.
Yay.
Nick, 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 Nick.
Shamatasa.
Click. Senator Elizabeth Warren was told by Bernie Sanders during a private meeting in 2018, that he didn't think a woman could win the 2020 election.
Who said that?
Four anonymous sources told CNN.
That that Bernie said that.
In a private meeting.
Well, I mean...
Monday's CNN report was based on accounts from two people Warren spoke with soon after the meeting with Sanders.
He didn't think Warren could win? He didn't think Elizabeth Warren could beat Donald Trump in a fucking general election. Please.
The two senators held a meeting to discuss the possibility they would both be running for the Democratic presidential nomination after Warren told Sanders she believed that broad support from female voters would make her a strong competitor against Trump. Sanders allegedly responded he did not believe a woman could win.
Well, I mean, you know.
The Vermont senator is issuing a strong rebuke of how CNN sources characterized his remarks.
He's saying that he's looking at the facts and he doesn't think a woman could win. He's not saying that a woman shouldn't be president. Right? I mean, that's what I would think.
It is ludicrous to believe that at the same meeting where Elizabeth Warren told me she was going to run for president, I would tell her that a woman couldn't win. It's sad that 3 weeks before the Iowa caucus and a year after that private conversation, staff who weren't in the room are lying about what happened.
Damn.
What I did say that night was that Donald Trump is a sexist, a racist, and a liar who would weaponize whatever he could. Do I believe in a woman can win in 2020? Of course. After all, Hillary Clinton beat Trump by 3 million votes in 2016.
So they are probably mischaracterizing what Bernie's saying, right?
I guess.
I mean, because it's one thing to say, like, if he's just saying, based on the facts he's seeing, that he doesn't think a woman can win, then that's not like a comment on saying whether or not a woman should be president or whatever, right?
I would hope, yeah.
I mean, that's obviously what the guy's talking about. Bernie Sanders isn't a big sexist. I mean, you know.
The report comes amidst rising tension between the two candidates' campaign on Saturday. Politico published some of the scripts that Sanders' campaign is giving volunteers, the volunteers that go out and knock on people's doors.
Oh, okay.
Talking points included claims, quote, people who support her are highly educated, more affluent people who are going to show up and vote Democratic no matter what.
No shit.
And she's bringing no new bases into the Democratic Party. Whereas Bernie is bringing all young people. Yeah. I mean, it's a slight point. I think younger people overwhelmingly like Bernie better than anyone else in the race.
Yeah.
It says it's raised eyebrows given that they're longtime friends. Well, we knew this was going to happen.
It's stupid. This is the dumbest shit ever. They should not be knives out. They should be getting along. Who cares?
Warren said, I was disappointed to hear Bernie is sending volunteers out to trash me. Bernie knows me and has known me for a long time. I hope Bernie reconsiders, turns his campaign a different direction. Also, it may not always be the candidate's fault. I mean, ultimately, they're responsible. They're in charge of everything. But if, you know, if some local campaign toady in Iowa decides to write a script.
Right.
Now, is this the national script that goes out? Is this some local guy who's like, you know, Warren's doing well here. Let's trash her. I don't know. But that's a possibility also that Bernie doesn't know what the fuck his volunteers are out saying.
They got some aggro fucking campaign guy just, you know, writing notes for them to say every now and then.
That's the headline over at the...
Well, it sounds like that's hardly news.
I think they think that's big news, that the two of the big... they've been... I mean, outwardly, they said they were going to avoid attacking each other.
Then why? God, those assholes. Then don't do it, dickheads.
But their messages are so close.
Yeah, it's so close. And, you know, the messages between all the Democrats are closer than any Democrat and Schittler. Schittler is a Nazi white supremacist fucknut, and he needs to not be president anymore. I don't give a fuck. How did Bernie and Elizabeth differ? What's the big fucking differences between those two? I mean, I really don't fucking know, dude.
I mean, the tax structure, but ultimately they both want to tax the rich.
Okay.
To pay for all kinds of really good shit.
Right. And that's kind
of... Bernie's two different types, though.
Yeah, and how are you going to get into too many details about that shit? Because let's say one of them wins, and the Republicans keep the Senate.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway, yeah.
And that's not happening.
But it's... we've talked about before, it's we want both. Why can't Elizabeth Warren have her 2% wealth tax, and we get Bernie Sanders's transaction tax on the gambling going on Wall Street?
I don't understand why.
That's two separate issues.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to pay sales tax. I go buy a pack of gum. I have to cough up a few cents of tax.
Right, right.
Yet, finance cunt trading millions of shares of something.
Yes.
No tax.
Well, fuck that. That's insane. You're not making any money off that bubble gum you're taxing. That's stupid.
Well, you're taxing the income already if they have it. Well, too bad.
So what, fuckface? Right.
You're taxing my income, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy some gum.
Hey, yeah, and you know who doesn't give a fuck about you? All these people living in tents, living outside. They don't give a fuck.
Well, they probably care more than the other reverse.
Yeah, yeah, but they don't...
I would trust more in the humanity of the people in the tents than I would of the humanity of the people looking down from ivory towers into the tents.
I was just saying that the people in the tents don't give a fuck about the fat cats being...
I was saying I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I think the poor might be more sympathetic and empathetic to general human suffering...
Oh, yeah,
than the rich cunts.
Right, right. But, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying they don't like the rich people.
We're both saying that.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm just saying I don't think the people don't care about them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a weird thing to say, too. Yeah, I mean, okay, they don't, but everybody cares about these guys. I mean, what do they need to care about them?
It's just normal human decency. You just care for other humans.
Yeah, but not Nazis and
more
shit,
than
not
that.
Assholes.
Well, no, but there are rich people that aren't Nazis and assholes.
Really? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
The Drudge Report has the same story. Battle on the left.
Yes.
He says a woman can't win? ?
Right. Give it up to all our billionaire listeners out there in Podcastville, USA that aren't Nazis. We appreciate you.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Bam!
Or fuck it, just send us money.
Yeah, yeah, just drop it off.
Oh, did you see they're going after Bezos? Bezos announced he is donating $1 million Australian to the relief fund. When you've got minor celebrities out there, and not so minor. Kylie Minogue, 500,000.
Shit.
Kylie Jenner, 1.8 million.
Kylie Minogue is...
she's a pop for current still, but I mean, she was famous 20 or so years ago, I think, as a pop star.
Right.
Pink, 500 grand. Metallica, 750 grand.
Wow. Talking about these are people that donated to Australia,
that
right?
That are donating to Australian fire relief. Jeff Bezos, Lizzo. 1 million. Leonardo DiCaprio, 3 million. Now,
that's not a lot from Leo?
500. That's a lot from Leo.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Leo's rich as fuck, but.
Right.
They're slamming Bezos for, I mean, being the richest guy on the planet, maybe your donation should be
a lot
biggest
more dickhead
on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't you want all those people to live in houses so they can buy shit for their houses off Amazon? You fuck. What are you supposed to do about those fires, though?
Some have claimed it's equivalent to the average Brit. This I'm reading from The Sun.
Hello.
Some have claimed the equivalent to the average Brit. Earning £28,000 a year, $36,000.
Yes.
It's equal to donating 20 cents of your annual pay.
That's it? 20 cents?
Right.
Holy shit. God.
It's the equivalent of what Bezos donated.
See, that's the problem when you say you don't want to tax these guys because they give back in other ways. Yeah, okay, they do, but shouldn't we be able to decide where we want that money to go and how much we
need? Well, and that's the problem is that they shouldn't have to, we shouldn't have that happening. We shouldn't have to be at the whim of benevolent billionaires to decide who's worthy and who's unworthy of their benevolence.
Well, and then also people are going to one day take their shit and that will be it. Your shit will be gone, dickhead, and your assholes.
We've got, those are the headlines.
Yay.
Very exciting. I just want to see. I'm looking up DiCaprio's net worth. Yeah, I knew it was up there.
Yeah.
$260 million.
Oh, wow. And how much did he get for this fire?
Because Leo is a good investor. Huh?
How much did he get?
Three.
Oh, three. Okay, well, is that good?
1% of his income or his worth.
Lizzo was there. She gave some money. So
who?
Lizzo.
Oh, uh-huh. She was getting fat shamed the other day. I saw from Jillian Michaels.
Oh my God. Jillian Michaels, the fucking person on all the VHS workout tapes.
Yes, it is. She said something to the effect of we shouldn't be celebrating Lizzo's body.
Well,
Lizzo was outperforming and doing a hell of a job. Lizzo's a larger woman.
Right. And well, who found Jillian Michaels though? How did anybody find her? She just found a way out.
I don't know the origin story of Jillian Michaels.
How's it going? What have you been up to?
Oh, God. I just saw Trump tweeted about Bloomberg, too.
Yeah. Somebody like Jillian Michaels. I mean, you imagine going to a yard sale and it's just like, it's just stop after stop. It's just, copies of your VHS. Laid out in people's front yard. Nobody wants it anymore. But it's just there over and over and over again. You got to see it. That's why Jillian Michaels, she never fucking goes to yard sales, right?
Well, she probably charges $5 an autograph. I'll sign it for you for five more dollars.
Does she sit out in front of her house and VHS
tapes? I think she may be selling them. She's still working. She's got a show.
Okay.
Some exercise show, I think. Oh, I thought it said shitty. Yeah, yesterday, Trump tweeted, "Why did Nervous Nancy allow corrupt politician Shifty Schiff to lie before Congress? He must be a witness, and so should she."
Wow.
So now the Republicans are saying, yeah, we'll have witnesses. Biden's son, Nancy Schiff. And we're saying, no. Don McGahn.
Yes.
We want to...
Can they call people Bolton like that, though? Like, if they want to, can they call Biden?
They can subpoena whoever they want.
Well, nobody should go.
In the Senate.
You know what?
Well,
no
Biden
one
at
go.
First said, that was last week or 2 weeks ago, where Biden said, fuck no, I wouldn't go. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And then he changed his tune a little bit, because that's not the best message to send when you're fighting people who are saying, fuck no, I'm not going for your subpoena.
I think,
it's not the greatest message.
So what? Fuck
so he kind of walked back a little bit.
Fuck him.
He kind of walked back a little bit and said, of course I would take it seriously. And
right. Blah, 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 blah. Democrats, quit being the bigger person. Just tell these people to fuck off. What is the point of Biden saying, oh, you know what? I'll play your bullshit reindeer games. What does that do for any of us? Just tell them to fuck off.
What are those reindeer doing?
Fucking
Rudolph was so into.
I don't know. They don't do anything all year, and then all of a sudden they gotta fly through the sky, dragon shit. Yeah. Interesting.
So
they probably love gift cards too. I mean, because a $20 gift card compared to a $20 toy is a lot less weight.
Yeah.
I think that's a reality.
Sometimes it's a little tough trying to navigate.
It's a big fucking dog, man.
The big sleeping dog in my lap. That's not a euphemism.
Yes.
I would have said hog.
Right, right.
There was a story, a couple stories over the weekend about just how, I think we talked about one on Friday, maybe.
Yes.
About just how really upsetty pants Trump is.
Ooh.
About this whole impeachment thing.
Ooh.
Remember, what did Ivanka say about it? He's energized. He's so energized.
God, the vocal fry on that one.
Does every
child of a mogul have the vocal fry?
I just think he's energized.
Paris Hilton's got that vocal fry. Right?
Yesterday. Oh, yeah. Yesterday, Trump tweeted.
Yes.
God, where's Paris Hilton?
I don't know. She's alive. I don't know what she's up to. She's running for Senate.
Why should I have the stigma of impeachment attached to my name when I did nothing wrong? All caps. Read the transcripts! Exclamation point. A totally partisan hoax. Never happened before. House Republicans voted 195-0 with three Dems voting with the Republicans. Very unfair to tens of millions of voters. Exclamation point. What about the tens of millions and let's say three plus more million that hate your fucking guts?
Absolutely.
What about them?
And what about the bullshit you did to get elected in the first place? I mean, this guy's not a legitimate president.
He retweeted.
I mean, especially if he fucking cheated.
He retweeted himself.
Ooh, yes.
And then left that comment in Arabic that we spoke of earlier.
Boy, our president is doing a lot of great things for this country. He's so good at Twitter.
This is interesting. He tweeted in English. To the leaders of Iran, do not, all caps, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching. Ugh. Turn your internet back on and let the reporters roam free. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop the killing of your great Iranian people. And then he tweeted that also in Arabic.
Well, I don't think it's going to help.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. What do you think's, what's Trump's image in Iran right now? I mean, is he a positive person or a negative person? How do people feel
about
him?
Well, the bots over the weekend were trending how much they, like this morning, or was it yesterday? Something about Nancy. I think it was yesterday. Some anti-Nancy thing was trending.
Oh, shit.
It was bots. It was so obvious.
Right.
About Tehran Nancy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That she's more pro Iran than she is American.
Right. I mean, because these bots will just push something and push something and push something.
Oh, yeah.
And all you can do is sit there and say, that's obviously fake. But it doesn't go away, so it makes it seem like it's real.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
God, the dumbest among us just so fucking gullible. Jesus fucking Christ.
Then Trump tweeted.
Yes.
So it's not bothering him at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, absolutely.
I haven't done anything wrong. Why should I have the stigma of impeachment? I've done nothing wrong.
Yep, but you got the stigma. See, he's going to try to remove that too, right?
Well, and Nancy said, or tweeted, I don't think she tweeted. She might have said something like, just remember, you're impeached for life.
Yeah.
You will always have been impeached.
Right. Yes. This is something you can't wash away, dickhead. And it'll define him. It'll define him.
He quoted Devin Nunes from Maria Bartiromo's show on Fox News. I'm not even going to go there. It's about, it's literally crazy, break your nails through your crack and fling feces at people kind of behavior.
Oh, God.
Crazy conspiracy theories about the Ukraine.
Jesus.
Ukraine, he says. Ukraine hoax is now the impeachment scam. But he's quoting Devin Nunes.
Oh, okay.
Then he said, you can't make this up. David Chris, a highly controversial former DOJ official, was just appointed by the FISA court to oversee reforms for the FBI's surveillance procedures. Zero credibility. All caps, the swamp.
Oh, God.
Devin Nunes, Maria Bartiromo, Fox News. So this is some shit. Devin Nunes was on there gargling the tune of the national anthem with Trump's semen.
Oh, yes.
On Maria Bartiromo. Gosh,
that is a long song to do that with. I mean, it's,
you know. And Trump is retweeting what they're saying, right. The bullshit they're saying.
America the Beautiful, you can get through that whole thing with Trump's cum, but I don't know about...
January 12th, wow, crazy Bernie Sanders is purging in the polls, surging in the polls.
Yes.
In purging.
Right.
Looking very good against his opponents in the do-nothing party. What does this all mean? Stay tuned! Exclamation point.
God.
It's a reality show.
It's like he's the worst copywriter ever, right? I mean, what are you writing? Stay tuned? He said stay tuned.
Exclamation point.
Stay tuned. I'm the president. We are staying tuned. Well, what does he mean
by
that?
We've been fucking way too tuned in since January 21st.
Everybody sits around watching his Twitter like it's an oracle. You know what I mean? Like it's some fucked up racist white supremacist oracle all the time. He's just waiting to vomit out some shit.
Then he retweeted it looks like three full interviews from Maria Bartiromo's show. So that's got to be the Devin Nunes shit and all that.
Oh, yeah.
He just retweeted the whole...
shit, yes, Pat.
...videos.
Right.
I thought he hates Fox, though.
Well, yes, absolutely. I think you can hate a lot of things.
Many believe, this is yesterday, that by the Senate giving credence to a trial based on the no evidence, no crime... Read the transcripts, no pressure, impeachment hoax.
God damn! Woo.
Rather than an outright dismissal, it gives the partisan Democrat witch hunt credibility that it otherwise does not have. I agree. See, that's the bullshit. That's where they're saying, why even have a trial on this sham evidence?
Gosh.
Why even dignify it? It's in the Constitution.
It's important.
All right.
And you fuckers are lying.
So of course he doesn't want to have a trial.
Right.
I saw the meme again today. No, nobody who is innocent has ever prevented somebody with exonerating testimony from testifying.
Of course not.
Ever.
If he had something that exonerated him that put Hillary Clinton in jail, we would see it. It would be out there.
He would be powdering every hole on Bolton's body and sending him over.
Of course. Of course.
To testify. Get over there and tell them the truth that I didn't do anything wrong.
But there's nothing. Knows. There's nothing like that. There's nothing that exonerates him, right? Not one fucking thing.
And then they say, well, your witnesses weren't firsthand. You prevented the firsthand witnesses from testifying.
Yeah.
It's so ludicrous.
And then how does that work anyway in the Constitution?
And that, by the way, it's not true because Vindman was firsthand witness. Taylor, right. Firsthand witness.
They were on the call, right? Yanukovych,
yeah.
They were all on the call, and the call was fucked up, and Vindman wanted to put it in an addendum or some shit,
right.
Note in the file about the call, but then the call got put in the super
secret fuckface.
So that's all
firsthand. That's not secondhand. Their tenuous hold on their moronic argument is that it was started, it was noticed secondhand by that evil whistleblower who won't identify himself. How could you trust the secondhand information?
Oh, God. Because
it all turned out to be true.
Fuck you.
It all turned out to be true. Trump
right.
is lying when he says nothing the whistleblower said is true. It's all lies. That's 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Everything
lying.
The whistleblower said was true.
Oh, God.
And that's why your own IG kicked it up and sent it over. And it's like, ooh, there's something to be said here. We have to send this through.
Right. And the Steele dossier. Everything in there has been proven true, right?
Much of it, yeah. Very little has been proven false.
Yes.
Not according to them.
God,
it's all fake.
They're impossible little fuck faces.
Apparently, Trump
can't take being wrong.
Apparently, Trump views Mike Bloomberg as a threat now because he tweeted 8 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
Is this the first tweet of today?
Nobody gives a fuck. Hey, Trump.
This is morning shit tweet.
Nobody gives a fuck about Mike Bloomberg running for president. You're insane. Does anybody give a fuck about Mike Bloomberg running for president, dude?
I don't think so.
Nobody gives a fuck. No offense.
9 hours ago.
Yes.
Mini Mike Bloomberg.
Mini,
yeah, it's a diminutive
God, dude. How that's lame as shit, Trump.
is spending a lot of money on false advertising.
God, oh what the God. Geez, what the fuck happened? There was Low Energy Jeb. Now, I like that one. I thought that was funny.
Right.
Low Energy Jeb, Lion Ted Cruz, Little Marco.
Right.
What were the other ones?
Well, Crooked Hillary is
Crooked Hillary,
on top
okay.
of his list.
Yeah, yeah.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, that's right. I forgot about that one.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Yes, yes.
Which really doesn't fit.
But nothing was better than Low Energy Jeb. That nothing was better than that.
I think he's been tweeting Crazy Joe Biden more recently.
Oh, okay. And, he's straight.
And Crazy Nancy. Nervous Nancy. Oh, I don't know why.
Right.
Why she's nervous.
He's you know what it is? He's a brilliant strategist. You know,
he likes alliteration.
It's a good move.
Mini Mike Bloomberg is spending a lot of money on false advertising, unlike your entire campaign.
Yes.
I was the person who saved pre-existing conditions in your health care. John McCain is the person who saved pre-existing conditions.
By doing this, right?
Yes.
By voting no, right?
Right.
He saved that,
yes.
right? So, is it... So, are you telling me, just so I understand, he's taking credit for John McCain doing this thumbs down?
Right.
He gets credit for that.
The reason John McCain did that, who loathed Obamacare and wanted it gone.
Yes.
But he knew they were lying about having something to replace it.
They didn't have shit.
He knew that people would be kicked off their health care instantly, yeah. and it could be months or years until there was a replacement. And knowing the Republicans, they don't want a replacement.
Oh, fuck no, dude.
Let the market decide.
Fuck.
Let the poor brown people die is the goal.
They'll say something stupid like, well, you can have access to health insurance.
Oh, we all have access to it. Right.
$10,000.
I have access to go buy a Maserati.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the money. I could walk into a Maserati dealership tomorrow.
Yes. But you're now.
I don't have the money.
That's just one thing, though.
But I have access.
You have access. You have the car. You can get the car. You just need the money.
Right.
So that's the question.
So
how do you get
Republicans
the money?
Say. People with pre-existing conditions will have access. We're going to guarantee you access to insurance. They leave off the asterisk that says, and the insurance company could charge you whatever the fuck you want. Welcome to $10,000 a month premiums.
And access? I'll get the fuck out of here. How many access. Junk, how many spam emails do you get from insurance and shit
and
like
shitty
that?
Shitty insurance out there.
Everybody has access to insurance.
And all the dummies that were squealing about losing their insurance under Obamacare, it was because they were shit. They were shit coverage.
Yeah.
You have a $5,000 deductible and then it pays $1,000.
Oh my God. Shit
I mean,
that,
you know, $25 a month. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
used to get the young people with. These those
oh, yeah,
stupid
yeah,
junk
yeah.
insurance.
Right.
That pay nothing.
Why is that legal then? Why is it legal to have a product that's deliberately misleading?
America.
Tell me how that's
capitalism.
Not deliberately fucking misleading.
Capitalism. Fair market. Even though there's
I mean,
nothing
this...
remotely fair about the capitalist market that we practice.
Right. I'm being simplistic here, but I mean, really? Really? I mean, if somebody's job is to make money off making you believe something that's not fucking true, you know, what's up?
Yeah, I'm warm.
Oh, from that dog sitting on you?
Big fat dog laying
shouldn't,
on me.
That job shouldn't be legal or something, right? I guess. Well.
I don't know. You have it now, while at the same time winning the fight to rid you of the expensive, unfair, and very unpopular individual mandate. It's just not true.
Good God.
And if Republicans win in court and take back the House of Representatives, your health care that I have brought to the best place in many years will become the best ever by far. I will always protect your pre-existing conditions.
Damn.
The Dems will not. Just outright lies.
It's insanity. It's like
outright lies.
Some of what he's is this all twatted? Is this all twats?
That's two tweets.
Someone's yeah. writing some shit for him though. Some of this shit.
No,
is,
it's not his line.
The sentences are too complicated for this fuckhead. Trump's eating glue and raping.
He's upset. There are protests in Iran, and there are different protests. Some are doing the Death to America thing, and some are doing the We Hate the Ayatollah thing.
Right.
Because they're not real happy with it, and they found out that the Iranians were like, oops, we just shot down our own passenger liner. Sorry!
But that's on purpose.
Oopsie!
I thought that was on purpose. Was it? It's a mistake?
Oh, I don't
I don't know. I mean, what do you know?
I thought I saw a headline saying that it was on purpose. I could be fucking wrong. It makes me feel like.
But the RNC tweeted Nancy dismissing protests in Iran against the regime. Obviously, she doesn't care about the protesters, like the proud Hong Kong people, the ones in Iran who were protesting the Ayatollah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nancy's like, psh.
Good God.
When by telling the truth that there are different reasons why people are in the streets.
Right. Yes. It's not, it's more than what our president's grasping. That's what I think.
The real people of Iran don't want the Democrats-backed terrorists.
No, okay.
Trump retweeted someone.
Who are the terrorists? The Democrats.
Well, we're backing the terrorists in Iran.
George Soros? Oh, okay.
He retweeted somebody who has 400 followers.
Okay.
So in other words, a bot.
Right.
Saying, people are now just realizing how crazy and destructive Nancy is to America. Better yet, the world. I pity those that still support her. Hashtag Nancy Pelosi fake news. That was what was trending today.
Nancy Pelosi fake news?
Yeah.
Shit. Why? Because...
Oh, Donald Trump did retweet that picture of Schumer and Nancy in a turban and hijab.
Oh, my God.
He did retweet that.
Why would he do that?
Come to think of it.
Just embolden a bunch of racists. Jeez, our president is a dickhead, dude. I mean,
and he spelled this wrong.
Oh, good.
7 hours ago, Bernie Sanders. His name is Sanders.
Okay.
To make it a possessive,
you got to put the thing after the S, right?
The apostrophe after the S,
and it's not another S. It's just the apostrophe.
He just put Sander apostrophe S.
But it's just okay. But it's Sanders with just the apostrophe, correct?
Yes.
We're all on the same page.
He said Sander apostrophe S.
Is there no one?
Bernie's name is not Bernie Sander.
Is there no one at that White House that can look at shit and say, no, well, that's wrong?
Just wait. Three words later. Bernie Sanders' volunteers are trashing Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. Pocahontas spelled incorrect.
Oh, yes.
It's AS, not US.
Wait. That's Trump's nickname for Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
And he's using it, correct? Like right now, he's using it.
But spelling it wrong.
But it's his, he should, Donald, you thought of that one. You should at least spell it right, right? I don't even know how to spell. How do you spell Pocahontas? What is it?
Pocahontas, I think.
Yeah.
But this is, he spelled it Hontus.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Well. Our president's a dickhead.
Man. Everyone knows her campaign is dead and want her potential voters. Mini Mike B is also trying, but getting tiny crowds, which are all leaving fast. Elizabeth is very angry at Bernie. Do I see a feud brewing? Question mark. So
what
this
the
is
fuck?
Him at his best.
Oh, yeah. This is what he does.
This is him at his best.
Now, he's not. Now, he's just. I don't know what you call this. If you had to quantify this during his day as president, where he's just attacking people on Twitter. What do you call that? Like, what part of his job is he accomplishing?
Nothing in his job district description, yeah.
Well,
it's all serving his own personal interests.
Yes.
The Democrats in fake news are trying to make terrorist Soleimani into a wonderful guy.
Soleimani?
Only because I did what should have been done for 20 years. Anything I do, whether it's the economy... Oh, boy.
God, this guy's a bitch.
Whether it's the economy, military, or anything else, will be scorned by the radical left. Do nothing, Democrats! Exclamation point.
Good God. My God, you're a little bitch. Donald, just shut the fuck up, dude. I mean, you know, for an evil mastermind, this guy is...
And the morons on the right think he's like got the biggest, hugest balls swinging in the in their favorite Western movie.
They like to be little snowflakes too. They like to be the victims.
Oh,
just
perpetual.
Like Trump, you know.
Those evangelicals—that's their profession.
Oh yeah, I got to climb up there, Somebody nail me to these boards. You'll feel bad for me, and then you'll start praying to me. That's not fucked
Do
up.
Do I see a feud brewing?
Jeez. Who the fuck is he supposed to be? Like a play-by-play guy? Is he like John Madden?
6 hours ago, wow. The wonderful Iranian protesters refused to step on or in any way denigrate our great American flag. It was put on the street in order for them to trample it, and they walked around it instead. Big progress.
Holy fuck.
So something was on Fox News, I'm sure.
And these lovely Iranians decided not to trample the flag of America, you know.
Then he retweeted the earlier tweet I read about, why should I have the stigma of impeachment attached to my name when I did nothing wrong?
Well, you got impeached, dickhead. You got impeached, you fuckface.
Then he retweeted 95% approval rating of the Republican Party, a record. That's from a couple days ago. That's
that seems not accurate.
It's probably Rasmussen or something.
Or he just doesn't know.
Then he retweeted the one from where he said, many believe that the Senate should give no credence to a trial based on no evidence. So he thinks it should be dismissed summarily without with prejudice. Right. And that's it.
I mean, dismiss the case?
Yeah, it shouldn't even be brought up. They should just vote it thumbs down because it's so ridiculous, Ryan. There's no evidence whatsoever.
Now, I know the Ukraine call is different from the Bob Mueller stuff, right?
Yes.
But, you know, Trump's saying he's just a perfect president, so all this shit should be dismissed.
Well, the Mueller thing was dismissed, he thinks. He was fully exonerated. Bill Barr told him so.
How long did Mueller work on all that shit?
A year and a half, 2 years?
Okay. I mean, what do you think he was doing there the whole time, Donald, if he didn't have anything for 2 years at an office?
Oh, he fixed it, goddammit.
Ah, what a dick.
That's why I responded. I got on this one 20 seconds after he tweeted it.
Oh, shit.
I was hoping for some likes or something, but he must have deleted it and retweeted it right away. No. The fake news media and their Democrat partners are working hard to determine whether or not the future attack by terrorist Soleimani was, quote, imminent or not.
Right.
And was my team in agreement? Earlier, he said eminent.
Oh, like.
Like eminent domain.
Right, right.
Or the eminent esteemed.
But now he's using the other type,
the real word, which is imminent, is it about to happen.
So
I responded, it's imminent. You idiot. Or you moron, I believe I said. It was my first tweet in the morning. I hadn't had coffee.
That's nice.
I wasn't feeling really witty.
No, I like that.
The answer to both is a strong yes, meaning it was imminent and his team was in agreement. But it doesn't really matter because of his horrible past.
Ooh. Jeez.
6 hours ago, really big breaking news. Kidding. Parentheses, kidding.
Yes.
You know what this is about. Booker, who was in zero polling territory, just dropped out of the Democrat presidential primary race. Now I can rest easy tonight. I was... so, with three O's, concerned that I would someday have to go head-to-head with him.
You know, the thing is with Donald, nobody does this shit better than Donald Trump.
What a fucking asshole,
God damn.
Very funny.
That's funny.
5 hours ago, we demand fairness, shouts Pelosi and the do-nothing Democrats, yet the Dems in the House won't let us have one witness, no lawyers, or even ask questions. Right, that's the point of the trial.
Yeah.
In the Senate.
And now
it's not a trial in the House. It is an investigation. And then they decide they're the grand jury. They decide whether to send it up to the Senate for the trial where you hear witnesses and testimony and evidence.
Yes.
Fuck.
You know, I think some people don't understand this process.
Including the president of the United States.
Yes.
Who, whether or not he understands it, is lying about
it. He didn't give a fuck, you know?
Process.
I mean, when he's a businessman, you just break rules, you get fined, but it's not nowhere near your profit, so what do you give a shit?
Yeah. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker announced today he is suspending his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, citing fundraising struggles. And quote, the urgent business of impeachment.
Oh, okay.
So he wants, he's eager to go back.
Cory Booker.
Get this motherfucker out of the White House.
More Democrats, please drop out and quit arguing. Especially Bernie and Elizabeth. There's no reason for you fuckers to argue. I don't give a fuck. Grow up.
I like Cory Booker.
I do too. Why did his campaign suck?
Wouldn't have been my
suck?
First choice in the primary, but I like Cory Booker. It's a tough field. I think in a different time, he would be the perfect candidate. And,
right.
You know, he's young. He's got a lot of years left, so. And he's still a senator.
Right. That's still good, right? I mean, you get a parking place, yeah. You get an office.
And they like him.
Hey, you know, you aren't allowed to barbecue on your patio.
So, wow, it was a rough week. Marianne Williamson, jeez. Then Cory Booker.
Wow. You know, Corey, at least you outlasted Marianne Williamson. Because Cory Booker isn't a joke, right? I thought he would be more of a... I thought he'd be more of a factor in this election. I didn't think he would drop out a day or two after Marianne Williamson did. Oh, shit, Corey. That's got to fucking hurt, man. He dropped out the same week Marianne Williamson did.
Yeah, yes.
Ouch.
Well, within a week. Yeah.
Damn. Ouchie. Fuck, that hurts.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
The show's not over, buddy.
Right. Right.
I think she hears me say thanks, and that's what she thinks.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Right.
She thinks it's the end of the show because she jumps
up and
looks at me like, oh, right. Are you done with your bullshit?
It sounds like what you say at the end of the fucking show.
Right.
Okay.
Here's a clip from Right Wing Watch.
Ooh.
It looks like the set of The Baker Show.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
So I'm going to play it right away. And this is lunatic Lance Wellnow.
Oh, yeah.
Right-wing dickbag, End Times broadcaster, you know, hoping for the rapture, making money off dumb evangelical white people.
They want Jeebus to come back.
Here he is explaining to us the opioid crisis.
Oh, okay.
On the Jim Baker Show.
Shit, yes.
Understand why Trump won the states he did, like Michigan and Wisconsin? Do you know what the opioid crisis is? It's the result of previous administrations, Bush and Obama, wink, wink, who gave up manufacturing so that all of that money and all that manufacturing would go over to China, putting people out of work in those states so that what they did was they ended up addicted to opioids, which if we really find out, we're going to find out China was then selling the drugs to replace the jobs they took out.
No, American pharmaceutical companies, we know, Lancey.
Yes.
We know who's selling
right.
the opioid drugs to people.
And those are the
Purdue.
Drug dealers, right?
Yeah.
They're the
Gilead.
Real drug dealers.
Huh?
They're the real
right,
drug
right,
dealers,
right, right,
man.
Right, right, right. You notice how he blames Obama? He blames them for sending the jobs overseas. Not trickle down.
He blamed Bush too, which is weird, right?
And not the lack of regulation on big business. No, not that. It's Obama. It's that black guy. You notice he said previous administrations, Bush and Obama, wink, wink.
Right.
In other words, it's all Obama.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yes.
So that's what's going on over there. That's it. There's no, you can't even hear Lori in that clip, so it's a very disappointing.
What the fuck?
Baker clip.
Did they not mic Lori? Lori is a personality on the show that sits on the set, so she would have a lav, right? Does Baker have a lav, or are they on, like, they're talking to microphones? They gotta have wireless mics. They gotta be lavved up.
They do have, yeah.
God damn it. Somebody turn Lori's fucking microphone up. What the fuck?
We've been playing this guy recently, the McFiles show. This
yes.
is that Chris McDonald asshole that has all the right-wing lunatics on.
Does Jim Baker understand that what is entertaining about his show is when his wife is whacked out looking for Xannies in her purse going, yes, no. Does he get that that's why his show is
probably
is
mean,
compelling?
Among us.
I'm just saying, Mike Lori, what the fuck?
Here's Chris McDonald on his stupid YouTube show.
Yes. I'm a dick.
It says, Chris McDonald, who routinely uses his nightly YouTube program to accuse everyone from Adam Schiff to Tom Hanks of being a pedophile.
Oh.
Is very upset about those using social media to baselessly slander people, Ryan.
Jeez.
Because this guy gets, you know, because of Right Wing Watch.
Yes.
He, sane people are onto him now. And apparently he gets some not nice things said about him on the internet.
Who the fuck called Tom Hanks a pedophile?
Liz Crokin. Well, that's QAnon. That's a big thing.
Is that not Tom Hanks?
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. She's not.
What
that
the
wasn't.
Fuck?
That was. She didn't come up with that. That's a thing. It's come been. On. It's been a thing for a while.
Tom Hanks, huh?
Here's a asshole Chris McDonald, Trump lover.
Yes,
of course.
They're going to learn a hard lesson that you don't accuse people in a public forum without facts, without truth, and they're going to wind up getting sued. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a lesson. I hope this is a lesson to the media, which it won't be.
So he's commenting on how CNN settled with that that high school student that was standing in front of the Native American, the Indian guy, and they thought was he was mocking him, but then they found out later it was some black Israelites that started fight.
Yeah,
remember
at the
Capitol
sure.
and stuff?
Yes.
So I guess CNN settled. Like the kid, didn't the kid sue him for like $250 million or something ridiculous like that?
Crazy.
I guess CNN settled.
Okay.
And so, of course, they're claiming complete 100% victory. Now, when Trump settles.
Yes.
That's nothing. I'm not admitting any kind of.
But wait, like, I'm just understanding. What you mean by settles is like what he did, I believe, when he was taking office. Settling out of a thing with Trump University, right?
$25 million.
So he settled.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
But he's settling.
He's not. I'm not admitting any wrongdoing. That's what needs to go. That's part of this corporate bullshit, along with our forced arbitration that needs to go. It's what these corporate whores want. They don't want our justice system. They don't want courts of our peers. They want courts of their peers.
Oh, yeah.
Juries of their peers.
Right, right. But if
arbitrators will hire the arbitration company, you know, even if you buy a ticket somewhere, half the time you look at the back of that ticket, you've agreed by buying that ticket to go into forced arbitration if you ever want to sue Ticketmaker for anything or ticket venue.
Good fucking God.
That's part of the problems in this country. And when Democrats have tried to get rid of it, the Republicans vote that shit down.
How is that in the interest of the people?
It's in the interest of corporations. God. That's what the Republicans care about.
Well, fuck
and the
them.
Conservatives. They don't care about people.
It would be nice if these Republicans are dickbags.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Oh, shit, yes. Are they really? Show me one walking around.
Hold them accountable. People get thrown in jail.
Fuck yes.
Start throwing fucking corporations in jail. Let's see some executives. Getting their asses handed to them and thrown in jail. Personal assets gone after. Not bullshit. Right.
I mean, I don't understand. The thing about business that you don't get is, like, these people can behave like shitbags. They can run everything like, you know, they can bankrupt shit. And then the government bails out the auto industry.
And the banks.
And the banks. But nobody wants to bail out poor people. In fact, Trump wants to go after people who he thinks may be faking disability.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Go after this corporate shit. They're the fakers.
Joe Biden tweeted, Corey, you campaigned with Join Heart, and instead of just talking about bringing people together, you did it every day. You made our politics better just by running. Grateful to you and looking forward to your continued leadership. That's just how Trump said goodbye to him.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes.
With class and honor and nicety.
Did Trump do a send-off for Beto that was funny as well?
Similar, yeah. He's kind of a one-trick pony. Yeah, zero. Gosh, I'm so afraid that I was so afraid of him. I'm glad he's gone.
Right.
Kind of bullshit.
Yes. Perfect. Good. What's going to be in his presidential library? I mean, what are they going to have there?
God, I don't know. Nixon's?
I've never been. I don't know. I think vibrators.
We've got all kinds of other shit. Holy goddamn, look at the time.
I've been to Carter's Library in Atlanta. It's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I would like to see that. That would be cool. I've got a story. just as I see that they're starting this, you know, we quote from thesun.co.uk.
Yes. Hello!
Rupert Murdoch's evil tabloid rag.
Spam, 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 spam.
Over across the pond. Well, he's expanding that cancer to the United States. There's now going to be the Sun here in the United States.
Yay!
All part of News Corp.
Right.
Which is rightfully, I hate to pun, under fire.
Oh,
In Australia.
Yes.
Because his outlets down in Australia are covering Australia on fire like, oh, NBD.
No big
deal. No big deal. And secondly, once they found out that there were some arsons.
Yes.
In the mix.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's all.
All these arsons that were caused, that caused all these wildfires. It's the arson. It's the arson. It's all these arsons. It's arson.
But there are responsible people in government in Australia considering that this is real climate change.
No, they're worse than us with right-wing Dick Baggery. Rupert Murdoch cancer started there first.
Good God.
The cancer that is Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, shit.
Well, now, an employee, I think, is quitting.
Okay.
A high-ranking News Corp employee is attacking the, quote, misinformation campaign of Murdoch's empire about the Australian fires.
But if half the country's burning, I mean, what lies are they telling that you can't see?
Critics say Murdoch's Australian outlets have committed all manner of sins in their coverage of the devastating bushfires.
Yes.
Led by the Australian.
Okay.
That's one of his shit rags.
Right.
The
Australian.
They've, quote, falsely claimed the fires are nothing new. Nothing new. I would get these fires all the time.
You know, man.
Not true.
Right. And if you're going to have the
press. Records that have already eclipsed the previous high. By 1.4 million hectares.
Yeah. So freedom of the press is in the Constitution, is it?
Our Constitution.
Our Constitution, right?
Yes.
So
I don't know what Australia's got going
on.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well. But, I mean, it just occurred to me, like, shouldn't
there be... I assume it's similar. Something similar, but...
I mean, shouldn't there be something? I mean, if you're going to include the press in a Constitution, then... It seems like there should be some parameters as to what press is. You know, like kind of how Canada handles Fox in their TV guide or their channel selections. They didn't allow Fox to be classified as news.
Yeah, that gets a little dicey, though, because, you know, it takes away the citizen journalist kind of.
Yeah.
Now you're asking for papers for people to be journalists or to cover stories and stuff like that. I don't know what it is there, though. I utterly know nothing. I know we have listeners in Australia, so hey.
But surely to God.
Email me or DM us about what's going on down there as far as your laws with the freedom of the press down there.
Right. Do you think our forefathers saw that our press would be Rupert Murdoch? Do you think they saw Fox News coming?
I don't know that they did that much because really, you know, things were still, they had the printing press and everything, but things were still, you could crank out hundreds. You can't really crank out thousands and thousands of shit yet, but they were adamant about it. It's in the fucking Constitution. They're adamant about it.
Right. Just seems like that would cover some idea of fake news. Like, if you're Fox, how can you be allowed to be called press? And why isn't that word defined?
The Australian and et al. Have also falsely peddled the argument that arson is the major contributor to the crisis.
Okay.
Including publishing misleading information about the number of arson-related bushfire arrests and downplaying the role of climate change. So they're lying about the people that were arrested. Misleading information.
Because they want that to be the story.
I think I saw one story where they were saying, like, there were 200 arsons last year. But that includes, like, somebody's house and or a 7-Eleven. Somebody sets on fire. Like
was there an increase in arsons? an arsonist or whatever.
No. Okay. And nor is it a major contributor to what's happening now. But they made it sound like the libs are running around setting fires to try to prove that climate change is real.
I mean, those pictures of Australia, it looks like the fucking apocalypse. Yeah. And if a news organization, whatever you want to call Fox over there, if Rupert Murdoch, even in the face of all that, can spread bullshit, I mean, that's terrifying. They're literally on fire, and they're not going to attribute that to climate change whatsoever.
While every other newspaper in Australia was showing the horrific fires.
Yes.
The Australian headline, secret police bid to ban booze. They're talking about picnics and stuff and parks.
Your country's literally on fire.
And they put it on page two.
What is the fire?
The biggest fires in their history.
Page two. I mean, they're burning, though. Their country.
All right, but
is,
you know, no big deal.
Burning.
No big deal, Ryan.
It looks like a big deal to me. God, and enough with the charred pictures of Gankaroo and shit like that.
And
oh,
I
so
tweeted,
depressing.
Yeah, I tweeted that I have no doubt future historians will list Rupert Murdoch as one of the top supervillains of our age. And I have no doubt. I mean, he's ruined, misinformed, disinformed, lied. First in Australia, then the UK, and then here. He should have been thrown in jail when they found out that he was authorizing wiretaps on celebrity telephones.
Right.
But Rebecca, I forget her last name, she fell on the sword for him.
Oh, somebody that works for
and
this
she
dude.
Got a slap on the wrist.
Yes.
And she's back to work working for him.
Hell yeah. And I'm sure she got a payoff.
I'm sure making a lot more money.
Yeah.
Because she said, oh,
taking care of.
Uncle Rupert didn't know anything about it. It was all me.
Oh, bullshit.
Bull fucking shit.
Listen, that guy, somebody like Rupert Murdoch, doesn't own all of right-wing nut job media because they're not aware of shit.
You know? How many parents and grandparents have been lost to Fox News here?
A lot of them.
So there you go.
Many of them.
Rupert Murdoch will be categorized as one of the great villains of this time.
And Steve Doocy.
They claim that environmentalists have deterred authorities from preemptively burning areas in cool periods to stop the fire spreading. Which is
controlled burning.
Absolutely a lie. They say that environmentalists are preventing authorities from preemptively burning areas. It's just utterly not true. Yeah. It says even the Australians' Green Party supports the policy.
Yes. I think people can understand.
So they're lying.
Yes.
They also defended Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who seems to show little concern over climate change, for vacationing in Hawaii as the fires blazed.
Oh, well.
They attacked people criticizing him as ferals, like feral cats or feral pigs, if you dare criticize the prime minister who's off surfing in Hawaii as his country is burning.
Good fucking God. Jesus Christ.
Conservative.
Oh, yeah, of course. This is fucking nuts. I mean, I don't know what to say. Those pictures from Australia look insane. But their prime minister doesn't want to acknowledge climate change.
Right.
Okay. Jeez.
Oh, well, this is he's the Liberal Party, but I don't think that means what we think it means.
I mean, you know, your country's on fire, dickhead, you know.
And with the way Australia has been poisoned by Murdoch.
Yes.
Their lefties are like our moderate Republicans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like.
We're off kilter, right? Yeah. We're fucked
they
up.
They are. They're worse.
They're worse than we are. Oh, shit.
God, that Tony Abbott was a joke. Was cartoonish, right? I mean, just like, go ahead and mine everything. Who cares?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, shit. Great idea.
So, this week, a senior News Corp employee sent an all-staff email.
Okay.
Calling for the falsehoods to stop.
Oh, shit.
I don't believe that person is there any longer. Responding to an email by the executive chairman.
Yes.
Detailing initiatives to cope with the fires and leave arrangements for staff affected by them. Emily Townsend, commercial finance manager, wrote, "This does not offset the impact News Corp reporting has had over the last few weeks."
Oh, shit.
"I've been severely impacted by the coverage of News Corp publications in relation to the fires. In particular, the misinformation campaign that has tried to divert attention away from the real issue, which is climate change, to rather focus on arson, including misrepresenting facts," she wrote.
It's not like you wake up in the morning and somebody's, we're not, I guess people are polluting the earth, but there's no arsonists starting these fires, right? I mean, I'm sure there are.
Minimal.
But you know what I mean.
Impact, yeah. "I find it unconscionable to continue working for this company, knowing I'm contributing to the spread of climate change denial and lies. The reporting I've witnessed in The Australian, The Daily Telegraph, and The Herald Sun is not only irresponsible, but dangerous and damaging to our communities and beautiful planet that needs us more than ever now to acknowledge the destruction we have caused and start doing something about it," she wrote.
Hell yes. Well, I don't know.
No longer working for News Corp.
Right, right. Wow, that's a shame.
But she hit reply to all, the entire company.
Oh, shit!
And sent that out.
That's badass.
That's badass.
That is very badass.
I'm sure some fucking PR toadies, scumbags are like, "In regards to the email
Jesus Christ, you just received,
just know that she's a communist and maybe a lesbian."
But it's not even
and
that,
an atheist.
Right. It's not radical.
Certainly a pedophile.
It's not a radical thing to talk about climate change and how it affects the, you know, the earth. It's the climate of the earth and it's changing and right. It's not a radical thing
to accept
that climate change is real.
People. Right.
Okay.
But Rupert Murdoch.
Right.
Is in bed with the carbon industry.
But at some point, everybody's going to have to, like, put their cards on the table and say, "Hey, we're all fucked here, right?" I mean.
Let's see. We've got. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, on Spotify, on the podcasting app.
Oh, we did that one Friday. That's Trump is furious.
Yay.
Furious and surprised.
He's pissed off, man.
That he's not being loved and 24/7 filleted by everyone.
Yeah.
Who's thrilled that he killed that evil terrorist.
I thought there'd be infinite blowjobs in the White House.
We've got another story here.
Yes.
Oh, let's do this one. This is sad news.
Sad. Okay.
And I guess they couldn't even get four SCOTUSes.
Okay.
To decide to hear a case.
Right.
Means that it goes back to the lower court decision, which is not good if you are an advocate of the Free the Nipple movement.
Oh, shit.
The Supreme Court today decided not to free the nipple.
Yes.
As they refused to hear an appeal by three women who were fined by some city in New Hampshire for exposing their breasts in public.
Yes.
They argued that banning female but not male toplessness violates the U.S. Constitution.
Right. Now, are you pro nipple?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see most people with their shirts off.
Yeah, yeah.
Either sex. But
like, you don't give a shit if.
No, I've been to in Europe. I was at a topless beach.
It was that there's that nude beach,
and
Wisconsin.
It was like 10 seconds of oh my god, titties.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, pfft.
Right. And you went to that nude beach in Wisconsin.
I did not go to it. I rode past it on the river.
Yeah, I did too.
Really far, really far. Like pink balloons with black dots on them.
I got to tell you something. Anybody that has the balls, I mean, you know, literally to fucking cast a fishing line out with nothing over your sack
in
or anything like that.
Mezzomania, Wisconsin.
There's mosquitoes. You get a hook.
Look up the Mezzo Beach, everybody, on the Google. Well, don't.
Right.
But
don't look at images.
You
know, it's like.
No, it's a human body. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes. I'm just saying that, like, fishing is, it's very, there's a lot of sharp things involved. There's a lot of scissors. There's a lot of pins and hooks and things like that. I just think it takes balls to fish in the nude. That's all.
Yeah, until you're pulling a yellow wiggler out of your shaft.
Yellow wiggler.
The
ooh, yes.
The court left in place a 2019 ruling by New Hampshire's top court.
Fuck you.
Upholding the women's convictions for violating an ordinance in the city of Laconia that makes it illegal to show female breasts in public, quote, with less than a fully opaque covering of any part of the nipple. Unquote.
A fully opaque covering.
Nothing less than
a fully opaque
covering of any part of the nipple will be allowed.
And that is in our constitution, correct?
No, that's in the city of Laconia.
Oh, okay. It's in their constitution. All right. Well,
the women were involved in the Free the Nipple movement, which court papers described as campaigns against sexualized objectification of women.
Right.
They're in favor of women to be able to go topless in public if they wish.
I mean, if you got a breastfeed, just fucking breastfeed. I mean, listen, I don't give a fuck.
No, she's not breastfeeding.
She's not?
They're just freeing in the yas.
No, okay. Well, that's fine, too. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I assumed it was breastfeeding.
One of the women was arrested on a beach on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee in May of 2016, where she was performing yoga while topless.
Yes. Boy, I mean, is
the other
this
two
a
women
deal?
Were both arrested days later while topless on another beach while they were protesting the previous woman's arrest.
Oh, okay, okay. Jeez, guys.
The three women were given suspended fines of $100 each.
Right.
On condition of subsequent good behavior. So no jail, Jesus no Christ. Tickets.
But they're in the system because.
Among the legal arguments made by the women is that any law that punishes women for exposing their breasts while allowing men to go shirtless violates the 14th Amendment, which requires that laws be applied equally to all. Yeah.
Did someone call the police on the person practicing yoga topless?
I'm sure that's what happened, yeah.
My God, you fucking assholes.
My children!
Oh, fuck your children.
What about my children? We're
gonna
see nipple.
That
titty.
Tell them, hey, say, hey, Junior, that's a fucking nipple. You know?
Right.
And they're great.
And that's what feeds babies.
Yeah, it feeds you, stupid.
Conservatives only sexualize them.
Absolutely.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled that the ordinance did not discriminate against women, noting that it bars nudity of both men and women. Well, that's different from... But the definition of nudity is different. That's not logical.
Yeah.
It does bar nudity of both men and women. However, the definition of nudity is different. In Iran, a man could be in a Speedo,
yes.
But a woman's got to be in a full burqa, burkini,
yeah, yeah. Right.
On the beach. Otherwise, she's considered nude.
Yes.
So that's a bullshit decision from the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Right.
It's the definition of nudity is different and applied differently.
I don't know. I mean.
Oh, well, here we go. I'm jumping the gun. The different definition of what constitutes nudity, the court said,
okay,
is based on the traditional understanding of what constitutes nudity. In other words, women's hoo-has, but not the hoo-has, the yayas.
Right. The yayas are nude. If the yayas are out, you're naked.
Right, but 100 years ago, ankles were nude.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
So the traditional understanding of what constitutes nudity is different.
Yeah. And social norms, right?
Right. Fuck you, New Hampshire Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Fuck you, SCOTUS, for not having enough judges to want to pick this up.
Yeah. It's very strange.
I think it only takes four. Where are our four liberal judges?
I don't know. Where are the four people on this planet that can say, you know what? Their nipples that were out. These nipples were out. I don't know why they were out. I don't give a fuck.
It's bad news for the Free the Nipple movement.
Yeah. That's
shitty. Look at these tribes running around. Nobody gives a shit that there's titties out. No, there's not.
I don't think they think about it.
There's not teenage tribal boys running around jerking their jerkins.
No, no.
Because some village woman is walking around topless.
Yeah, you just don't wear clothes. You have different shit. Yeah.
It's I don't know. You guys that have sexualized.
Absolutely.
Breastfeeding, too, which I really don't get. I don't care. Breastfeed. Well, who whipped that out? That's inappropriate.
You can have that kid not eat.
Inappropriate?
You can have that kid right. not eat because you got a problem with a nipple. That
yeah, because you're getting hard.
Oh, yeah.
Watching that kid nurse. That's the problem.
Yeah, and these right-wing nut job evangelical types, I don't know what you're going to do in 2020, but you got to cool it with the molestation and the raping of kids, right? They got to figure it out.
Well, but that's the Democrats.
And right? the Boy Scouts.
Any second now, Trump's going to
oh, yes.
pull the trigger, and we'll find out that Obama was... had caged three-year-olds.
Comet, ping-pong, Pizzagate.
Thanks for joining. I know I just said that, but that's usually what I say when I'm looking for the next story.
Right.
Filler.
Oh, yeah.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Obama's going to be is nominated for an Oscar.
I did see that, yeah.
For some documentary he was on.
Trump will love that one.
If he gets an Oscar, Donald Trump will be impossible to be around.
I never got an Oscar. I never even got an Emmy for The Apprentice, even though The Apprentice was the number one rated show in history.
Right. It just never occurs to him to just to ignore something, right?
Yes.
Okay.
George Nader, key witness in the Mueller probe, pleads guilty to child sex charges.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw that.
Trump's buddies. See, there's the pedophiles they're trying to go after.
Oh, yeah.
Look on your own side, evangelical QAnon loons.
Nader's involved in White House shit, right?
George Nader, key witness. Blah, blah, blah. Admitted Monday to bringing a 14-year-old boy to the United States for sex.
God.
And for possessing child pornography. Lebanese-American businessman. Longstanding political influence in Washington and the Middle East. He faces a decade in federal prison.
Damn! Wow. Well...
prosecutors also agreed to recommend that Nader, a dual citizen, be allowed to leave the country voluntarily after his sentence is complete.
Okay.
They think he'll get the mandatory, they're going to recommend the mandatory minimum of 10 years.
Okay. Jeez.
Even though he could get up to 30.
You know, I was just thinking about the Republican Party and what they might want to focus on after 2020, however the election sorts itself out. I think you should worry about getting the Russians out of your party. And these child rapist types, those two people, those two types, I would make an effort to get rid of those guys.
Well, there goes their base. As an advisor to the leadership of the United Arab Emirates, Nader met several times with officials and associates of President Trump during the early days of the administration. He helped set up a January 2017 meeting between Trump associate Eric Prince and a Russian official close to President Putin. That was closely scrutinized by Robert Mueller III. Remember, that's the Seychelles meeting. What the fuck was Eric Prince doing in the Seychelles, just bumping into a toady of Putin?
You know, why is it that the Democrats get the child sex ring shit? Why are the Democrats always associated with that from the right-wing nut jobs? Why?
Because it's the QAnon bullshit.
No, but like...
That's Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
But it's so obvious it's their side. It's even in this story,
it's both sides. I'm sure there are pedophiles on the left also. But
George Nader is running around making appointments for our president, or, you know, when he was running for office. And meanwhile, he's shuffling boys around that he's banging.
Right.
I mean, and he's a Republican. But I know it's always the Democrats.
Speaking of red states, purple states, who may be wistful of what things are like in California and New York.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
For adults or anything. Here's another example. Virginia, which just recently purged the Republican cancer from the leadership of its House and Senate.
Woo!
In the blue wave.
That's right, baby!
In Virginia now.
Yes.
Four gun control bills have sailed out of a Senate committee.
Oh, shit.
As the General Assembly's new Democratic majority is taking up firearms legislation for the first time.
Wow. Holy shit. What do you mean for the first time?
Their new, this is the new assembly is taking up.
Like people in that state have talked about gun control.
Of course, in a visible show of opposition, gun rights activists swarm the Capitol, where last week they banned firearms. So none of these open carry little incels, these tiny testicled little protesters with their big guns, could show up in the Capitol and intimidate people.
Oh, yes. See, but that's always the rule. Don't bring your guns to where I make the laws, but we're going to have all kinds of guns where my constituents live because go fuck yourself, I guess.
But the Senate Judiciary Committee advanced most of the gun legislation proposed by Democrats, who took control of the state House and Senate from Republicans in November.
Right.
After campaigning, largely focusing on guns and public safety.
Wow.
The bills now headed for the full Senate require background checks on all firearms purchases.
Yes.
They allow law enforcement to temporarily remove guns from individuals deemed a risk to themselves or others.
Right.
They allow localities to ban weapons from certain events and government buildings, and they cap handgun purchases at one per month.
That's all I can get.
These are the evil tyrannical. They're coming for our guns.
I could only get one gun a month.
Handgun. Yeah. You can still buy as many long guns as you want.
Then what's up with that law then?
There's...
Jesus Christ. Oh, look,
It's harder to conceal a rifle when you walk into somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look, bam, I just got shot in the head with a pistol. Or, bam, I got shot in the head with a rifle. It makes no difference to me. I'm still shot.
Right. Good thing that guy couldn't have bought a second handgun this month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Pow. I mean, what difference
is it? It's all ridiculous.
It's crazy. We shouldn't have guns. There's no reason. It's stupid.
The hearing opened the first business day after the Democrats on Friday imposed a ban on guns in the Capitol. The ban was approved with the power to set policy for the Capitol and the adjacent Pocahontas building.
Oh, okay.
Without review from the full legislature. That means the Democrats get to do it without the Republicans because they're in charge.
Fuck you, motherfuckers. That's awesome.
The move angered Republicans. Ooh. Listen to this. Accustomed to carrying firearms on the floor of the House and Senate. What's going on in Virginia?
Legislators can carry a gun.
Used to carrying firearms on the floor of the House and Senate, and it drew hundreds of gun rights activists, some wearing bright orange Guns Save Lives stickers.
Evidence by what? Capitol. Where's the evidence of that? Show me all the stories where guns have saved lives.
Lindsay Tripito, 61, of Richmond, said, "It's a wholesale assault on constitutional rights."
Oh, don't I wish, you fuckhead. You can still get your guns, you little bitch. You fucking asshole, you snowflake. Can this guy not still get his guns?
What's up?
Inside the building, the National Rifle Association's lobbying arm rewarded activists with T-shirts and 30-round magazines,
absent
any ammunition. So they were giving out high-capacity mags.
Right. Thank you, I guess. Thanks a lot. That's great. I want to thank everybody in the gun industry for everything you do for this planet. Good job.
Wow.
Just giving out. Why would you give out 30-round mags to people? Empty one. Is it is it something somebody wants? If you're a gun guy, do you want that?
Cartoonishly evil is that?
Doesn't it come with the bullets?
Why do sports people? Why do you need a 30-round magazine? Tell us,
squirrels.
Because there might be 30 Negroes coming at me at once.
Well, I mean,
and I want to be able to drop them all.
Well, I'm not a great shot, and if you told me, I guess I would just spray the vector to make sure none of the bad guys got to me. If I had that, I guess. What do? Just spray the trees and just wait for squirrels to fall out that you kill and you eat them?
It's so ridiculous. Four good, sensible, we're not taking anybody's guns away laws.
You know,
in Virginia, where the adults took over in November.
I have some friends that I went to high school with, and they're way into the guns, dude. They love the guns. Love it, love it, love it. And there's always a picture of my friend from high school shooting his gun with his kids, with his family, with his brother. Everybody gets the gun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Shooting shit's fun.
But then I saw these guys one day.
I don't need 30. When we went shooting that one time, did we require 30 round magazines?
No.
We did okay with 10.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. It's fun. Shooting's
guess what?
Fun.
You change the magazine.
Right.
And then you also learn how to load a clip and
right
shit like that.
You learn how to use the gun.
Right.
Yeah.
Also in Virginia, good news.
Right.
If this passes, and we need this nationwide.
Yeah.
Because this is some bullshit.
Okay.
In 2016, near the end of her junior year in high school.
Yes.
Kate Karstens, at George Mason High School in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
She's a student journalist.
Right.
On the school newspaper. Spent weeks reporting an article about chronic absenteeism at the high school.
Okay.
Tracing the administrator's failures to punish offenders.
Wait. Who are they punishing? The students that are missing school.
Right. Nothing was being done about chronic absenteeism.
Okay. Okay.
She had an interview.
Yes.
She raced from the interview to tell. She knew she'd nailed the story when a Yale-bound son of a school board member confessed to skipping class more than 24 times without any consequence.
Oh, shit. Wow.
She ran from that interview with a kid.
Okay.
Going to Yale.
Right.
Son of school board member.
Oh, yes.
She ran to her faculty advisor on the school newspaper, The Lasso. They wrote it. She wrote it. They edited it. They pressed publish. Hours later, an email from the principal hit faculty advisor's inbox saying, bring that story down.
Oh, shit. Damn.
And there's little recourse in a lot of these places that these evil high school administrators can squelch anything they want.
Yeah.
From student journalists.
Right.
Anything they want. And they usually do when it involves them.
Their
bullshit spawns bullshit.
I'm just thinking about. How do you live with yourself? Imagine you see something in you're a principal of this high school. There's a newspaper. You think maybe you read it. You look it through.
A story saying the administration is letting people get away with crap. And look, here's a guy who's the son of someone on the school board who says he's ditched 24 times, never gets in trubs.
God.
So the principal says, well, we've got to kill this story.
Yes. And by the way, principal, aren't you embarrassed, though? There's a lot of shame if you're a principal of a school having to call the editor of the school newspaper and asking that person to kill a story because it embarrasses you. That is a sad day. That's so fucking sad.
And you're supposed to be teaching these people, these young people, to do good journalism. And there's their first story. Is that someone in power is going to kill your truth.
Right. Yeah, dude.
Welcome to fascist America.
And by the way, I mean, God, shouldn't you be happy with that kid? The kid is studying journalism, and he put a compelling story in the school. Put a compelling story in that newspaper.
Right.
There is.
So, Virginia lawmakers, the new adults in charge.
Okay.
Are hoping to prevent this. Again, through proposed legislation that would limit administrative censorship of student publications in public middle schools, high schools, and colleges.
Wow.
The legislation affirms the free speech rights of student journalists at public schools and stipulates that administrators can censor content only if it is libelous or slanderous,
yes,
violates federal law, or is likely to spur dangerous or unlawful acts of violence.
Well,
we already have about a dozen states that have similar laws already since the late 80s when there was a Supreme Court ruling,
right,
88, that said student journalists are entitled to lower level of First Amendment protections than professional journalists. And that opened the door to interference by school administrators saying that there can be some supervision.
Right. Right.
And that's some bullshit.
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
Republican kids must be owned and beaten and subjugated type of thinking.
Right.
Rather than kids should be allowed to investigate things on their own and learn on their own and think.
Right.
That's the last thing they want.
You know, this doesn't have anything to do with that, but I remember 346. God, we have a lot of stories left.
A couple?
Anyway, I was supposed to sing the national anthem in high school for this basketball game, and they just didn't do it. They just kept going. I'm standing there. I'm waiting for, you know, the music to start, and they just decide that they forgot, right?
Oh.
So I'm standing out there in the middle of the court, and then, you know, I have my little pitch pipe. I blew it because I, you know, thought I was about to sing, and then all of a sudden the basketball players start coming back on the court. I'm like, fuck, I missed it. But then I went and I talked to the assistant principal about it. I was like, hey, I was supposed to sing I was supposed to sing the anthem for that basketball game. He's like, well, I guess you missed your chance at stardom, didn't you? That's exactly what he said to me. What a dick. My point is, these principals are dicks sometimes, man. Fucking dickheads.
Sometimes.
Hmm.
People said they worry about students' inability to reporting news will teach bad habits to future journalists or kill their enthusiasm for the profession.
Yeah, I mean, these kids probably dug for that story. They put time into writing it, you know, citing it and all that shit.
She said, we can't have teenage reporters being treated like PR outlets by the administration. That helps no one.
Yeah. And if you're the administration of a high school, you need I'm sorry, for you to do your job, you got to keep the student paper in line? I mean,
it's these sad little authoritarians, man, at every level. At every level. After analyzing data gathered from 50 states, students found these students were doing a study.
Yes.
They concluded that public high schools in states with anti-censorship laws are more likely to win journalism awards than schools in states without those laws.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, really. Hey, God, that never occurred to me. I mean, I know we had the problem with schools with the policing, you know, the cops that are there to, you know, to do security at the school, like what authority they have and all that shit.
Right.
It never would occur to me that we would have to worry about what a principal can silence on a fucking school newspaper. I mean, how petty.
Over the past 5 years, a spate of laws meant to protect student journalists' First Amendment rights, known as New Voices laws, have passed throughout the nation, often with bipartisan support. 14 states, including Maryland and the District of Columbia, already have New Voices laws on the books. Student Press Law Center estimates a dozen more, including now Virginia, are considering similar bills this year.
And you know, that now the story isn't about why this kid is skipping classes, right?
By the way, they tried this last year when the Republicans were in charge, and Republicans killed it in subcommittee.
Why would they kill it? Why?
Because you have to punish.
Oh, that's right.
Young people. You can't allow people to challenge authority, Ryan.
Republicans are like, we have to punish you. Or we're going to diddle you or rape you. We're going to do one of those three things.
Don't question my authority.
Or a combination of those three things, because we're sadists.
It's that creepy authoritarian.
It really is.
Religious bullshit.
It is kind of funny, though, that they did expose something that was going on with the principal, though.
Well, that's it. What else is the student journalism? Are they supposed to investigate?
Are you supposed? Yeah, is it good training to have you ignore a big story that you uncover?
Right, and that's happened before. I know we've done stories before where there were student journalists that have found shit out, and all of a sudden they're get kicked from the newspaper. Wasn't there a college that just dissolved its whole newspaper? We did the story one time. some Christian college or something. I swear it was.
Yeah.
There was some college that dissolved their whole newspaper after the.
Was it in Wheaton, right?
I don't know.
So sad. You got to dissolve your high school.
But yeah, that's how the Republicans, the conservatives roll. Punish, punish, subjugate, subjugate.
And also so sensitive. And the other, so that story is pulled from the newspaper, right? The one about the principal and his kid skipping school. And
it was,
shit.
But it's now a bigger deal because they went and sued.
So now they can have it in the paper.
I don't think so. It's in every other, the story's in all the papers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't have specifics.
I mean, they made the story bigger. Right? I mean...
Well, right.
That's funny.
And now asshole administrators are shown an even worse light than they would have been if they would have just been negligent in going after kids that are ditching.
Yeah.
Instead now, not only do they go after kids that are ditching, but now they tried to cover up.
Right.
Their
own.
What was found.
Yes.
About kids ditching.
God. And by the way, that newspaper... uncovered one incident of this.
No, she was investigating them.
Yeah.
But she got a great interview from a kid who admitted it.
No. Oh, okay.
That was her big interview.
Wow.
But she had investigated. She was investigating the rampant, unchecked absenteeism. So obviously it's happening in other places.
Yeah. Kids are like, why am I going to school?
But she finally got a kid on the record to say, oh, yeah, I ditched 25 times. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, my dad's on the school board.
Right.
Coincidence only.
Yeah, yeah. That kid's dad's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I've been letting you skip school. Now you ratted on me? Fuck you.
We've only got a couple minutes left here on the big old show.
Yay.
Everyone.
Is Trump still president?
Last I checked.
It's been a while since we talked about him today.
Well, earlier, we read all his tweets.
His twats. He's all twatted out.
What's here's the now it's a headline. Trump retweeted Pelosi in Muslim garb. The White House made it worse.
Made what worse?
After Trump retweeted a doctored image of Democratic leaders dressed in Islamic garb, the White House offered a curious justification that Trump retweeted the image to send the message that Democrats are on the side of the terrorists. That was supposed to be the defense of the tweet. We know that's what it meant.
Yeah.
Stephanie Grisham, who's really, I mean, Sarah Huckabee is destined for sainthood compared to this scumbag, Stephanie Grisham.
Where do they find these people?
Holy shit. What sewer did they dredge up to get her?
But she never, we never hear from her, right?
Here she is on Fox.
Ooh.
Explaining, I think that's Harris Faulkner.
Yeah.
Why he retweeted it.
Fuck you.
Not making any noise.
Retweeted. Maybe it's playing out there and we just can't fucking hear it.
No, there's the Twitter is on mute for some reason. I'm playing it through Twitter. Here we go.
Trying their best to come to the Ayatollah's rescue. One Twitter reaction read this way, Stephanie. Why the actual hell is the president of the United States using the way I and millions of other Americans dress and the religious beliefs that we hold as a slur?
Right. There's another angle to it.
Yeah.
Of like Stephanie Grisham cares about Muslims. Give me a fucking
break.
She
didn't give a fuck.
She's not even going to address that.
Yeah.
States using the way I and millions of other Americans dress and the religious beliefs that we hold as a slur. This absolutely must be condemned by congressional lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Why would the president take even the time to retweet something like this?
I think the president is making clear that the Democrats have been parroting Iranian talking points and almost taking the side of terrorists and those who were out to kill the Americans.
Jeez.
That's their defense.
Holy shit.
Well, you know, they disagree with him on Iran, so why wouldn't he tweet a picture of Nancy in a hijab? Notice she not even acknowledges the Muslim person who asked that question on Twitter. How dare they?
Right.
How dare they use what I wear every day as an insult and as a slur?
Yeah.
This Grisham creature doesn't even
register. The racism doesn't even register.
Now, I think
it's proof that they're voting with the Democrats love the Iranians.
That the Democrats have been parroting Iranian talking points and almost taking the side of terrorists and those who were out to kill the Americans. I think the president was making the point that the Democrats seem to hate him so much that they're willing to be on the...
Yeah. That's why these assholes are on Fox.
Right.
Because any other journalist on any other show would have interrupted this gas bag, this shit stain, and confronted her on this bullshit.
Are you saying Chris Matthews would have interrupted her?
Anyone would have interrupted her. Not Harris Faulkner. Yeah. No, let her talk.
No one's
of terrorists
it.
And those who were out to kill the Americans. I think the president was making the point that the Democrats seem to hate him so much that they're willing to be on the side of countries and leadership of countries who want to kill Americans.
There you go. Oh, thanks. That makes us feel much better.
And it's crazy because if anybody is working with other governments, it's Donald Trump.
Right.
They're doing that.
With countries that have the...
Explain the Ukraine call. Yeah. Right? I mean, they're the ones stepping outside, you know. All the Russian
and
shit.
And laying
man.
Down with Putin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
China and
that's
Kim.
Right.
All our adversaries
yes.
who want the worst for America.
But
Trump spreads his legs.
Oh, yes.
And like Velcro ripping apart, pulls apart his ass cheeks. From the stuck together hairs yeah. that are back there.
Right, absolutely.
And presents his nasty old anus to them.
Right, right.
That's
right.
different.
That also, he's got to warm up before he does something like that. He's got to do some yoga. Hot, naked yoga.
Melania, help me stretch.
But don't show your nipples.
Fuck you. $50,000.
Who the fuck calls the police on somebody because they're outside doing yoga topless? Who gives a fuck?
The children. Ryan, yeah. the children. Somebody needs to protect the children.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's, yes, Shelby, we're done. It's, we're going to be on iTunes, Stitcher. No, you know, your favorite podcasting yes. app and all that shit. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, Radar Comedy, or go to his website for his full schedule, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody, same time. Have a good one.
Viva la resistance!
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.